Spring into action with the biggest fly fishing gear sale of the season. Jackson Hole Fly Company is thrilled to announce their spectacular 25% off anniversary sale. They are inviting all of us to celebrate with them. Whether you're a seasoned angler or just starting out, there's never been a better time to upgrade your equipment and save big. Are you looking for a rugged, waterproof sling pack or backpack to keep your gear dry throughout all the adventures this year? They have you covered. Are you in search of a new carbon fiber landing net? Top quality fly boxes, essential gear like fly lines and leaders? They have all that and more. This is your chance to grab some incredible deals and make the fishing season unforgettable. Don't wait. Dive into the savings today. Head over to jacksonholeflycompany.com and take advantage of this limited time sale.
Welcome to the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show, where you discover tips, tricks, and tools from the leading names in fly fishing today.
Hey everyone, this is Dave. I'm back again for a quick little, another quick little run through podcast episode here. Today we're going to break down the top 10 episodes of 2020. And let's see if I can find this blog post. Okay, you can just go to wetflyswing.com/top10. That's T-O-P, the number one, the number zero. And what I have there is a blog post and another podcast I did a while back that talked about the top 10 podcasts. It was pretty much of all time, at least on the Wet Fly Swing podcast. And I also did a rundown of some of the top podcasts just in general out there that are in the fly fishing space. Today, I'm going to update that with a little blog post and podcast that is the top 10 of 2020. So right now we're in early 2021, and I just wanted to share that just to keep this going, to fill to fill you in on what are the most important topics right now. And if this is key, if this aligns with you, this is great. If not, send me a message, dave@wetflyswing.com. to let me know. But I'm going to start. This is just your typical top 10, and we'll start with 10. This is the 10, and I'll try to think of a tip as we go, the 10 most listened to episodes from 10 down to number one, the most listened to. So number 10 was Wet Fly Swing episode 157, and this is Fly Tying and Fishing Streamers with Brian Wise with Ozark. With Fly Fishing the Ozarks. And this was an awesome one. Brian has some good stuff going on there. Okay, so Brian had a bunch of tips here. I kind of listed a number of them here, but one of them was when fishing streamers, and this is just in general, you can tell what the bank, looking at the bank, you can tell what the river habitat looks like. So if you can't really see it, look up the bank and see what it looks like. Is it a shallow gravel bar dropping in? Is there wood structure? Is it steep? Basically, if you follow that down, a lot of times that will tell you what the habitat in the river looks like. So there's just a little nugget for you. And hopefully I can get a little nugget on each of these as I go. That would be cool. I've noticed this before, or noted this before, but we are going to be surpassing a ton of episodes, downloads this year, and I'm excited for that. I know for sure we're going to break the 1 million mark in the not too distant future, but let's keep going this. So number nine, A River Runs Through It with John Deitch. And so this was good. John was basically the stuntman in A River Runs Through It, and he broke down kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff. Working with Brad Pitt and the guys, that was a really interesting episode, especially since that's kind of the greatest fly fishing movie of all time. So that was episode 135. Number eight on the top 10 list of 2020 is Olympic Peninsula Steelhead with Trevor Kovich. And I just remember this one great tip Trevor reminded us about on this one was the, sometimes, especially with pressure, don't focus on the best conditions. If you could hit it when the river's maybe a little off color, not quite, maybe a little high, there's places where you can still hook fish. So, and that's been reminded again when I had Greg Senyu on in a recent episode. He also noted that. So again, Trevor Kovich, number eight And so we're going down to number 7 now in the top 10 list. This is Wet Fly Swing, episode 120, Small Stream Fly Fishing with Jeff Morgan. This was an interesting one where Jeff talked about entomology. Let's see what Jeff had, because I know he had some good tips. I've only had a couple of entomologists on over the years, Rick Hafley being one. Peter at Ascent is not an entomologist, but talks a lot about aquatic entomology and bugs. So let's see. Jeff Morgan, I didn't really have a tips list, which is something I'm doing good. If you like what I've been doing at the end of some of these episodes, I've been doing a little summary of like the top 10 or top 20 tips. If you like that, let me know again. Reply if you can and just give me a heads up. Would also remind you to join the email list if you haven't yet. But let's just look down. We talked. He's got a book. I guess we'll just note Jeff's book, which is called... Oh, you know what he noted? He noticed Caddisflies by Gary LaFontaine. This is a book that's been noted many times. And this is probably one of the greatest books ever on caddisflies and just kind of understanding the bug. So there you go. So that's a great tip I will leave from Jeff. Okay, so now we're going down to number 6, top 10, episode 138. This is Fly Fishing and Tying with Rich Strollis. And again, so this, getting back to streamers, you see kind of the theme. I think streamers and Euro is going to be a theme here. And Rich is a big streamer guy. He is over on the Farmington River. He talked about Kelly Gallup and the impact there. But I'm just going to take a quick peek over and see what Rich has. And you can go, if you ever want to search for anything in this thing, the search bar at our website, wetflyswing.com, is pretty awesome. If I ever note a episode like 138, just click in 138 and it'll pop it right up like I did here, Rich. So you can just see everything. The cool thing about the show notes is I'm continuing to get better at these, but there's tons of all the links we talk about are there. You know, plus just everything. It's the way to stay connected. You know, all the social media stuff is great, but you know, if your app or something goes away, you know, I don't want to lose connection with you. So yeah, we're kind of getting this theme about books and stuff. And he did have a cool book. Let's just stay on that theme, I guess. The Catching Shadows book. And also he noted Thomas Ames' Hatch Guide to New England Streams. So that's a little book by Thomas Ames. Definitely has been noted a lot. So I'll highlight that as a good tip. Rich also tied the Headbanger Sculpin. I put a video to that, so you can go take a look at that. Okay, so where are we at here? Number 5, I think, I feel like we're doing okay. This one might be a little bit longer than our typical shorty, but number 5, Wet Fly Swing 118. This is Euro Nymphing Tips with Pete Erickson. Pete has been designing the Echo Rods, the Euro game, for a while, and I'm also going to click over to Pete. I'm going to type in 118 into the search bar. We talked a little about music. It was kind of a fun one with Pete. But mostly we did talk about, you know, just kind of some of the rod series. I did have a video I put in here. I'm not sure it's the Nymph Maniac. So maybe take a look. I can't remember exactly what that's about, but there's probably some entertainment there. Okay, we're getting there. Number four on the top 10 list. Episode 134. This is Swinging Wet Flies for Trout with Stephen Bird. Stephen Bird is the Soft Hackle Journal editor. And yeah, we noted, talked about John Shuey. We talked about some lines. The Rage Compact Spey is the line Steve loves for swinging flies. So there you go. So he loves that Rage Compact Spey is what he uses for swinging there. So that's a great tip. I didn't remember that. And I've got a link to it there as well. There's also a forum called the Flimp Forum. It's like, basically nymph crossover with, like a wet flies. Yeah, there's a couple of good resources. I always forget about this. This is why it's good to do these little reminder episodes, because there's a ton. In fact, you know what I think I might do is just put these in there. Maybe not only each year, but maybe more often, just to remind myself, if nothing else, about some of these resources. So let's keep going. I'm going to go to number 3. Number 3, this is definitely a little different, but 117, John McMillan. If you haven't heard of John McMillan, he's Rainforest Steel. He's Rainforest Steel on Instagram, and it's just a killer, killer episode. John basically, he works for TU. He broke down kind of the history of steelhead runs and where things are going around the Pacific Rim and what he's kind of predicting over the next, 10, 20 years. So that is a good one. We're going to move on to number two is Jerry French. And obviously Jerry was huge in the intruder revolution and, OPST, all that. He was very involved in that. And now he's got his own company. He's building some rods out there. So Jerry French, and gosh, what would I throw out with Jerry? I guess the Dirty Hoe is his intruder he loves down in the resources. The Ultra Rig, that's one of the things he has going. And I put a Dirty Hoe video. So, and there's actually a transcript, which that's another thing. I was including some transcripts for a while, and then I kind of got away from it because, they're not perfect. They take quite a bit of time to edit them up. So I'm not sure if people really want them, if they're really helpful. So again, if those are helpful, let me know. I would love to hear. I'd hear that. And the number one, drum roll, please. Episode 140, the mono rig. So look at that, number two and number one and two, 139, 140 back to back. That was a killer week, a couple of weeks there. And actually, look at 138, Rich Strollis. Actually, a lot of them are in the 130s. Number and the 150s. I don't know. I'm looking back. So, but the mono rig, this is with Dominic Swintoski from Trout Bitten. And Dominic has a killer blog over there at Trout Bitten. He's got a big, nice following. And he broke down a little bit different take. This is almost like a mix between like nymphing and streamers. It's kind of like a Euro nymphing mixed with streamer. And he does a little bit of everything on that end. So he broke down that again, talked about some of the same stuff we have been talking about. Let's see if we got a resource for you here. He talked about Kelly's Circus Peanut and, I guess we did talk about the Ken Burns country music. So there you go. So there's your bonus. I'm not even going to give you a mono. I'm just going to let you listen to that one since it's the number one. I hope that doesn't make you mad, but I'm just going to go right to this resource, which is the country. We talked about the country music Ken Burns documentary. And if you haven't seen that, regardless of if you like country music or not, it is a killer documentary. So so I am going to highlight that. And I am going to get out of here. I think that's about it. I think we covered this. Actually, we're doing good on time. This is going to be nice, short, and sweet. And that is the top 10. Top 10 most listened to podcasts of the Wet Fly Swing Show in 2020. And also, like I said on that list, there's also a list of the all-time, which probably should be updated. I'll probably do that next time, is actually update that, because I know that right now, with the more data we've had in, that isn't not fully accurate. And then we also had a top 10 of just like on Apple. If you search Apple, what you'll see. And just to highlight, what is the number one? Obviously, the Orvis, based on downloads. We're in there pretty close in that top. The Drake is in there and a few other ones. So I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to say thanks again for checking out this show today. It's always good to have you on here and talk to you about what we have going. And, I think these little bonus episodes, they seem to get a decent amount of listens. And technically, this isn't even a bonus. I'm just kind of throwing this in there as another episode, in the mix, like just more content to help you. I mean, I feel like obviously today there were things I didn't remember, and I'm sure there's little nuggets. Maybe you didn't even listen to all those episodes. So now you can go back if you want to check it out. And I guess, like I said, I could come back in mid through the year, just come back and do another one, which is like a summary of what we've done in the last 6 months. That might be good to do, like say what's been resonating with people. That gives me a chance to reach back out to you and for you to go over to the blog, leave a comment, or reach back out to me and ask me and just say, hey, I like this, I want more of this. And that's how I'm basically doing this show. In fact, I reached out to, this is an interesting one, It was somebody, a listener who said, hey, it would be great if you could get this person on the show. And so I reached out to that person and I didn't really know his name, but he was an entomologist, maybe from back east. And basically said, hey, it would be great if you can come on. I've had a few people that have been noting your name and just, oh, here it is right here. Ralph Cutter. So you may know Ralph or may have heard of him. But Joe Homer reached out to me. He's a listener of the show. Joe, hey, Joe, if you're listening, I appreciate your support. But Ralph, if maybe this is the first time you're hearing this, I'll try to send you an email as well. But Ralph is not going to come on the show. Basically, I think he sounds like maybe he's a little older and he's kind of out of the circuit. I didn't push it. You know, I don't think if you want me to follow up again, you know, I could think about that. But he basically said, no, he's not interested. So there you go. There's somebody who I didn't even know of, but Joe wanted me to get on. It sounds like he's not going to come on the show for various reasons. And who knows? We've had people, had a couple people that have, you know, lost their voices. Some people have almost, almost died. There's been all sorts of stuff, obviously, here. So, but I do appreciate, everybody we've had on over the years. We're going to be approaching 200 very quickly. Like I said, 1 million downloads. And you're along with me on this journey. You remember when we started, not sure if you were here at the beginning, but back in 2017, late 2017, which is now behind us a few years, we started this thing and haven't missed a week since then. And we're still kicking along. And now we've actually been busting out more like a couple of weeks here, 2 episodes a week, had a couple with 3 episodes a week. So I will be going back to 1 episode a week because that's kind of the wheelhouse. I think when I'm doing the 2, I do love doing more content, but it's just a little too much for me as we got some other stuff going too. So cool. Well, that's what I got for you. Give a shout out to our sponsors if you can. Go over to the blog, click on the links. Right now as we speak, I think Angler's Coffee and Stonefly Nets are our 2 sponsors. You can go by and support them through our blog post. Click those links and show your love. I appreciate you. I appreciate your love for the show. And I appreciate staying in touch with you. Please reach out if you can. And have a wonderful, wonderful day wherever you are. Whether you're on a bike, in your room, in your house, in your car, on the river, in the boat, in an airplane, in a glider, in a box, in a semi, in a boat, in a bag, no, not in a bag, in a on top of a roof, in a hotel, getting ready to do your own podcast, doing research for your podcast, playing this because you couldn't figure out how to turn it off, that's a good one, running, let's think about what I'm doing, running, jogging, at work, in the car. Did I say in the car? Okay. If I missed it, hunting. If I missed anything, reach out to me and let me know. I appreciate you again. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show. For notes and links from this episode, visit wetflyswing.com.